A father's words can have a lasting impact, and it can even change lives. Well, let's talk about that today on the Repurpose Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurpose Man podcast. I hope you're having a good day and a good week. Well, we're finishing our lessons from our Father series, and today I'll be talking about a father's words, the impact and the importance of those words. I love sports. I grew up playing sports and have just always loved sports. Candidly, I prefer college to pros, and what I do like to do is I love finding out what makes athletes at these levels so much different than your average athlete. Sometimes it's not necessarily about sheer talent. You know, there are intangibles. There's personality and drive and self-discipline, the things that motivate them to excel. And whenever I can, I watch interviews and biographies about these people. And it seems that a lot of them have one particular thing in common, a need, if you will. Over and over, they, many in tears as they speak, share how all they wanted was their father's approval, to hear, "I love you," or "I'm proud of you." People like George Brett or Oscar De La Hoya and Terrell Davis, and there are so many others. And it seems that a mother's approval is guaranteed, but too often, a father's approval has to be earned. You know, these examples of physical ability were often at the top of their games because of something out of their control, but something that seemed to have control on them and still brings emotional pain. And sadly, I know examples of men still wanting and yearning for the approval of their fathers, and they may have been dead for years, if not decades. A father's words and his actions have an incredible impact on his children. Not just what you say, but how you say it. And maybe you are struggling with questions of worth, and maybe it's burdened you. And what happens if those questions aren't answered by your earthly father and maybe never will be? Well, let me turn our attention to a perspective that can, I hope, clear the constant fog of approval and worth horizontally and direct us vertically. You know, what words does God tell us? What does He say about who we are? What do we need to hear? And these aren't platitudes, they're truths from our Heavenly Father. When you listen to your Heavenly Father and His words, this is what you hear. You hear that you've been justified, you've been made right, made righteous through Jesus, which makes you His child. You are new, you're a new creation, you've been repurposed for His glory. You are His masterpiece, you are created and designed with a purpose. You're no longer condemned, your crimes have been pardoned, and as a result, you've been set free from the burden, the law of sin and death. And even when you are feeling lonely, you're not alone. The Spirit dwells within you permanently. The Lord promises to never leave you or forsake you. Jesus calls you friend. You are accepted by Christ, and you have been made alive. Ephesians 2, 4 and 5 says, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even though we were dead in transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you are saved." You know, I've just pretty much read off a list of 10 words or sentences, if you will, that our Father says to us about us. But what's the ultimate lesson from our Father? The basic lesson is this: God loves us unconditionally and goes beyond our circumstances. You know, I pray that you have learned and are learning that lesson. If not, I hope you stay connected to God and His Word to realize those truths. You know, if you'd like this list with the passages, or if I can help you in any way, please email me, bob@therepurposedman.com. Again, email me at bob@therepurposedman.com. So until next time, this is Bob Dyer, And this has been the Repurposed Man Podcast.